Today is the feast of Pentecost, the birth of the church. So the epistle for the feast of Pentecost is taken from Acts chapter 2. When the days of Pentecost were accomplished, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a mighty wind coming, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them parted tongues, as it were of fire, and it sat upon every one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with divers tongues, according as the Holy Ghost gave them to speak. Now there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men of every nation under heaven. And when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded in mind, because that every man heard them speak in his own tongue. And they were all amazed and wondered, saying, Behold, are not all these that speak Galileans? And how have we heard every man of our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya about Chiron, and the strangers of Rome, Jews also and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians. We have heard them speak in our own tongues the wonderful works of God. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The gospel is taken from John chapter 14. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him, and we will make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my words, and the word which you have heard is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things have I spoken to you, abiding with you, but the Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your mind, whatsoever I have said, I shall have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, do I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. You have heard that I said to you, I go away and I come unto you. If you love me, you would indeed be glad, because I go to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it came to pass, that when it shall come to pass, you may believe. I will not now speak many things with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and in me he hath anything, not anything. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father had given me commandment, so do I. Please be seated. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, we know that when our Lord ascended into heaven, he had mentioned, one, to the apostles, but then for all of us, that he would not leave us orphans. And certainly he told the apostles that he would not leave them, but it was expedient that for him to go, so that the sanctifier would come. When we study the Holy Trinity, we appropriate or we attribute different works, different things to the different persons of the Trinity. Obviously, we know that the Trinity works as one, and so therefore that it works with these different things in mind, but we attribute to the different persons, obviously, to the Father, the creation, the redemption to the Son, and then sanctification to the Holy Ghost. And so then when you look at that and we try to see that with the Holy Ghost, yes, it is a means of our sanctification. And just as with the apostles themselves, and we know truly that for the apostles, that after our Lord had left them, therefore they had to be then brought, the Holy Ghost would come to them, inspire them to be able to do the work that our Lord had given to them. The mission that he gave to them was to preach to all nations. In a sense, to sanctify the whole world. Sanctifying the whole world by bringing to them the faith, by bringing to them the sacraments. And that is the means that we have in our redemption that our Lord gave to us. This birth of the church. It is the vehicle, the means that we have to sanctify our soul and to save our soul. And so for the apostles, they spent 10 days in prayer, waiting. And then the Holy Ghost came to them. And we see, obviously, in the readings of today, they were given different gifts, different talents, that for the people, they could all understand them, even though they had diverse tongues. Yet all of them could understand the message that the apostles were giving to them. And again, this was a means to sanctify the souls. And that is obviously the will of God. We see St. Paul remind us of that. That it is the will of God that we sanctify our souls, the sanctification of us, and that we get to heaven. And so that's why our Lord had told them it was expedient that he leaves. So therefore, that the Holy Ghost could come and to do the work. The work in the apostles' souls, but then for them to go out to preach to all nations. For them to bring the word of God. And so in a sense, when our Lord would leave them, that's why he told them, I will not leave you orphan, but that he would give them a peace. A peace that would come to them, and then through that would be handed down to all of us, through the work of the church. And it was because the Holy Ghost would sanctify their souls to teach them all things in order for them to fulfill their mission. And thus, in turn, that they would bring the sanctification of our souls. Bring about that. But our Lord very specifically says, not the peace that the world gives. It is a different peace. I think that's something that is important for us to understand, especially as we see the modern world around us becoming more godless as it goes on. And how much that we need this strength. We've talked in years past about the gift of fortitude and how important that is for us. How important this gift of strength. Strength to help us to do the Word of God. The will of God for us. And that is what the apostles received at that time, to be able to go out to new lands. And how far you see how the apostles went, stretching forth out into the ends of the world, to be able to bring the word of God to all of us. And for the apostles, I mean, obviously, after our Lord was taken, how they were all fearful and went to the upper room, fearful that the Jews would do something to them. We see how later on they were all willing to give up their life for God, to sacrifice their life for the truth, to preach the word of God. And that is what peace that they had. That is the peace of soul that they had and be able to give to all the world the word of God. And so that is what the work of the Holy Ghost did for their souls, sanctifying them in order for them to be able to go out to preach to all nations. And so we see in the post-communion prayer of today's Mass, it says, may the infusion of the Holy Ghost, O Lord, cleanse our hearts and render them fruitful. And that must be our intention. That by the coming of the Holy Ghost into all of us, obviously, especially with the sacrament of confirmation and the gifts that are given to us, this infusion of the Holy Ghost into us, that it does, it cleanses our hearts in order for it to be rendered fruitful, for us to be able to produce good works. And again, it goes back to the whole idea of sanctification of the soul, of us working towards our holiness, our sanctity. And that is where the peace of soul will come for all of us. If we continue to work for the sanctification of our soul, striving to become holier, through the sacraments, obviously, through the receiving of graces from God, actual graces that he gives to us. This is the means that we have. And this is something that we must try to do. And just a reminder also that next Sunday is the last opportunity to fulfill your Easter duty, an obligation that we all have. So Trinity Sunday is next Sunday, and so it's the last opportunity that we have. And so again, the church reminds us of the obligations that we have to sanctify the soul, things that we must work on in order for the Holy Ghost to come to our soul. Because as I say, when we look at what are attributed to the persons of the Holy Trinity, the creation, and then our Lord, obviously, the redemption of mankind. But in order for us to be redeemed, we have to work on our own sanctification to accept that redemption, because not all men will accept that redemption. And that is what our Lord suffered in his agony in the garden, where he sweats the blood because of souls rejecting him. And so certainly that redemption and then the sanctification is not a guarantee for any of us. It is something we must strive for, something we will work toward. But as I say, that is what the peace that you will have, a peace of soul, where to you, you have the moral certitude of being in the grace of God. So if God were to call you at that moment, you would be saved. And that is what we must continue to do. That is what we must continue to work on in our lives. It's not a peace of the world. It is a peace coming from our Lord Jesus Christ. But we know, obviously, from the prophecy of Simeon that he was a sign of contradiction to this world. And so let us try to take from this great feast of Pentecost, where we commemorate the birth of the church. Let us pray for Holy Mother Church. As I mentioned to you, with the Ember Days coming up, a perfect opportunity for us, even though in this joyful season of Paschotide, the church still asks from her children penance and sacrifice. There's so much that we must try to offer these sacrifices to Almighty God for. The state of the world, the crisis in the church. We can make a difference with that through our penances and our sacrifices. But it also works for our sanctification of our soul. So let us pray for this true peace that comes from our Lord only, not from the world, but comes to us from our Lord Jesus Christ and the sacraments that he gives to us. I will leave you with the words of our Lord, "Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid." In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.